Hi, this is Mike Campbell again from the Heartbreakers. Welcome back to Tom Petty and American Treasure All Access.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Dan Neer. One of the rockin'est songs you can find on the new box set is called Lonesome Dave. Once again, here's Heartbreaker keyboardist Ben Montench.
I believe that this song was cut during the greatest hit sessions that yielded Mary Jane's Last Dance. And it's Whatever Happened to Lonesome Dave. And Tom showed up with this staggeringly great, hysterically funny but poignant lyric. Lonesome Dave was one of the guys in a band called Foghat that I think came out of the band Savoy Brown and was a really big band for a while. I mean, for a long time, they were really huge. And Tom wrote this great song that I assumed the Lonesome Dave in it was about Lonesome Dave. It wasn't about his passing. He passed away, I'm afraid. But I think it was about the change of music. But it's very funny. It rocks like a son of a bitch. And I always wanted this one to come out. I've always loved, loved, loved this one. I'm really glad it's coming out.
Hey, whatever happened to Lonesome Dave? Used to play in a rock and roll band. He'd be up there on a stage. All the kids would raise their hands. But oh, the disco came. Nothing lasts for long.
Petty and the Heartbreakers from the Wildflower Sessions in 1993, Lonesome Dave. Way back in the mid-70s, Ben Montench was going to college while playing with Tom's early band, Mudcrutch. When Ben Mont began his second year, Tom called him up to make it clear to Ben Mont that the band needed his full-time commitment. The only problem was Ben Mont's father was a judge and someone had to tell him.
What the heck did you say when you visited Judge Tench to tell him that you wanted Ben Mon in the band, don't go to college? And what did you say to convince the guy?
I don't remember what I said exactly, but it is amazing. And a credit to the judge, that which is Ben Mon's father, that he let him go.
Yeah.
But he did, you know, and that was kind of characteristic of us in those days in the very early 70s when we first got a record contract. And we just thought, hell, we'll knock this thing down, you know. We had such confidence, you know, naivety, you know, like we just didn't know what we were up against. And if you don't know, you don't think about it. And we were so resilient to just, you know, knock us down, we get back up. We were one, like one of those clowns you punch, you know. We just kept popping back up.
But the other thing is, I mean, here's a judge of all people, you know. It must have seemed like really...
It was very intimidating to go into his office. I remember that, and sitting down and...
The law books behind him, probably.
Saying, well, Judge, here's how it is, you know. You want your kid to go to college and... We really need him in our rock group, you know, and he ain't going to quit playing. You know that. You know it's in him too deep. You may as well let him have a run at it. And if we fail, hell, he can go to college then. And if he doesn't, he won't need to.
She laughed on my face, told me goodbye, said don't think about it, you can go crazy. Anything can happen. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to save me. She's a woman in love. She's a woman in love. And he's gonna break her heart to pieces. She don't wanna see. She's a woman in love. But it's not me. Alright, do what you want. Don't try to talk. Don't say nothing. She's a woman in love.
live from the Forum in Inglewood, California in 1981. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with A Woman in Love, It's Not Me, which sadly is the last song we have time to play for you from this amazing collection. Before we go, here's Ben Montench on how it felt emotionally for him to work on this boxed set.
Emotionally, it was actually really good. It was good to hear it and be reminded that I was right, that he wrote great songs. We were a really good band. It was very good. It was wonderful to just keep hearing it. And there's so much. There's so much more music.
And for one last comment, the late Tom Petty.
God bless them for being there, and they're a great inspiration. To have an audience is the most important thing a performer can have, you know, so I thank you all.
Tom Petty, An American Treasure, is on sale now wherever you buy music. It's got 60 songs on 4 CDs, plus a 52-page booklet with rare and previously unpublished photographs of Petty and his bandmates, family, and friends. There's also an abridged 2-CD set and a 6-LP vinyl collection available on November 23rd, as well as standard and deluxe digital downloads. Tom Petty, An American Treasure, All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Reprise Records, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Dana and Adria Petty, Mike Campbell, Ben Montench and Tony Dimitriadis, as well as Julie Muncy of Reprise Records. I'm Dan Neer. Thanks for listening.